the time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
Country folks can survive. Here we are, surviving up in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, and you're listening to the live Trump Phenomenon program here on January 16th, 2019. Brought to you through the offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Round Rock, Texas, due south of here a long ways, and many temperature zones south of here. But we're enjoying the cold up here. We're enjoying the snow on the ground and all that good stuff that is associated with North Dakota in the winter. Let me tell you, spring, summer, and fall, it's beautiful up here. Great place for patriots. Well, let's see. Tonight in the Trump Phenomenon, where should we begin? Let's talk about something analogous to the Trump phenomenon that's going on in our cousin nation of Britain, the Brexit mess. And there's a lot of parallel between the Brexit meltdown and the meltdown that we see here in the United States associated with the Demon Rat Party. That is, that the government does not, it's showing the fact that it's breaking apart, that the center does not hold, and the polarization has reached such a point that it's how do you progress? How do you function in such a polarized society? And of course, the short answer is you don't. It's a breakdown. And in Britain, that breakdown is reflected in the fact that the British patriots express themselves clearly that they want their country back. They want to make Britain great again. And that means getting the hell out of the European Union. That's what they voted to do in the summer of 2016. More than 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Well, they're still in the European Union, and there's nothing on the horizon that would get them out of the European Union. It's a complete mess. Theresa May, you know, just to kind of make a sort of a thumbnail sketch of the whole deal, in a referendum, the British people voted to leave. The margin was clear. There was it was the largest vote ever in the history of Britain. They won by a clear number of percentage points. It wasn't in doubt. And this is in spite of the fact that the anti-Brexit people, the Remainers, as they're called, rather than the Leavers are the people who want to leave, the Remainers spent gobs of millions of dollars trying to brainwash the British people into trying to frighten them into thinking that leaving the European Union would somehow be a catastrophe for Britain, which, of course, is a complete lie. It would be the greatest thing that ever happened to Britain. Anyway, the Leavers won. Brexit won. But then the leader at the time of the Conservative Party, which was in power, so to speak, was Theresa May. And so she then took upon herself, you know, she's a power, like so many of these politicians, she lusts for power. She dreams, eats, sleeps, obsesses on her power. So she had to be the leader, even though she was anti-Brexit. She then insisted that it would be her job to do the mechanics of getting the Brexit done. She insisted that would be her work. She also insisted on doing this work in secret. Now, the parallels with what's going on here in America grow here. I'll make the parallel of what has gone on with the FBI, who insist on secrecy and insist on deception, just as Theresa May has done the same thing. So she then went off and did her secret negotiations with the European Union. And the poor British people have no idea what she's doing. Then she throws a turkey at the British people this week, plops it on the table, and now Parliament has to vote on it. Well, Parliament didn't like it at all. It lost 2-1 in the biggest defeat ever in the history of the British Parliament. And the what she threw on the table was something that did not take Britain out of the European Union. It left them in the European Union for an indeterminate length of time, which could possibly extend to forever. It obligated them to pay massive sums of money as like a payment to the European Union, a payoff to be even allowed to get out of the European Union. And then it insists on all kinds of European Union continuing sovereignty over British institutions like the courts, like Britain's sovereignty over Northern Ireland, for example, and the border of Northern Ireland with Ireland itself. Anyway, the British people, patriots, correctly recognized, well, let's get to the point of this. The point is this. In Britain, we see the deep state in action, just as we see it in action here. We don't have a champion like Donald Trump leading the charge against the deep state, but the British people themselves, en masse, led their own charge against the deep state. The deep state has now spent 2.5 years trying to defeat them, just as the deep state here has spent the last 3 years trying to defeat Donald Trump and thereby defeat you. So it's a cage match in Britain, just as it's a cage match here. And the outcome is in doubt. Where will we be in Britain as regards Brexit? Will Britain be completely out of the European Union? We don't know. And now let's back up and look at the forest, which I love to do rather than the trees. Looking at the forest, what's wrong with this picture? Just as in America, what's wrong with the picture here? Anybody with any common sense recognizes instantly the fraud that's going on with Brexit. Why should Britain, why should the British people have to beg the globalist transnational government of the EU to be allowed to resume being Britain, having tired of the EU? Under what principle, standard, or anything else do the British, are the British people required to beg for the EU to allow them to leave the EU or to control their trade, et cetera, et cetera? Britain should simply, after they voted to leave the EU, it should have been just a matter of weeks and they simply cease participation. Now, applying this common sense standard to the American scene, anybody with any kind of brains looking at the American scene recognizes we have a right to defend our borders, our sovereignty. I'm using the border wall as a parallel here to Brexit. Anybody with their head screwed on straight recognizes that we have a moral, natural right to defend ourselves, to preserve our lives, to put up a wall around our house. And anybody who denies this is nuts, is cuckoo, just as the European Union tyrants. They are cuckoo. And the people in Britain who are opposed to Britain restoring itself to its own sovereignty, these people are cuckoo. They're nuts. They're like the open borders people in America. The pro-EU people are like the open borders people. Both groups are whack jobs. Both groups are suicidal. Both groups are destroying their nations. So there's the great parallel there. And we could talk about that tonight. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I've got my call board up here with an engineer at the other end there in Round Rock, Texas. So if you call in at 800-313-9443, you will be put on that call-in board with whatever name and location you want to put on there, and I'll put you on the air. And you can tell a lot of people what's on your mind. Let's see. Another element of the craziness going on today is the left. I love Ann Coulter's column. Let's go to it. Ann Coulter has a great column today. The title is "White Supremacists Ate My Homework." She says, by finally returning to the issue that won him the election, President Trump once again has a winning hand. Well said, Ann. That's why we're hearing so much about white supremacy this week. Now, in those two sentences, she said a mouthful. What's the connection there? I've discussed it on this show. I think I'm pretty original in putting out the case, and pretty authoritative in putting out the case that white nationalism has been used by the left to destroy white interests. And the dumb bunnies within white nationalism don't get it, that their love affair with Adolf Hitler has really cost the white race a lot. Because it's made being an advocate for yourself, for your own group, your own people, so unattractive, it's driven great white people away. And what Donald Trump represents is that enormous group of white people finally overcoming that barrier that white nationalism put up, which is the Hitler barrier, overcoming that, storming the gates and taking matters into their own hands and saying, we're going to make America great again. And we're going to put America first. And no, we don't love Adolf Hitler. We despise him. So that's finally happened. Now, the left is going, wait a minute. You've taken away our favorite tactic all these many decades, over half a century. We use the white supremacy tool, the white nationalist tool, the Hitler tool. We use that to pound down white people from speaking up for themselves. So that's why we're hearing so much about white supremacy this week. Liberals lie, writes Ann Coulter, all the time. We've said that here on this show. You know they're lying because their lips are moving. But when they know they're vulnerable, they lie even more than all the time. They're vulnerable on immigration. Even heroic, nonstop lying doesn't help, as CNN has discovered. So naturally, the media have turned to their larger project of relentlessly trying to discredit conservatives as white supremacists. Boy, Ann Coulter is on a theme here we've developed on this show. I wonder if she's listened in once or twice. Or is she just a native genius who figured this out on her own without ever having been a figure in white nationalism? She just saw the obvious and got it on her own. Unfortunately, let's see here. I'm going to close this box here. Unfortunately for them, that is the liberals, apart from a few crackpots whom I assume exist in a country of 320 million people, there are no white supremacists. There were white supremacists 50 years ago, and they were all Democrats. Today, white supremacy is nothing but a comfortable fantasy the left developed to explain its sick preoccupation with white people. Talk about a manufactured crisis. The same people who love to snicker about Fox News viewers worrying about Sharia law sweeping the country are convinced that mythical white supremacists are hiding under every bed. Now, by the way, I'll continue what they're called. The whole concept is bogus. In my life, I've encountered a number of white people. Some of them are my best friends. I've never heard any of them suggest that whites should rule over other races. None of them has argued that a substandard white person should get a job over a more competent person just because he's white. You know, what every other group openly advocates for itself. There is a whole swath of journalists who have decided that instead of investigating relevant news, they will spend their time doing oppo research on prominent conservatives, hoping against hope to call them racist. Now, you got it right there. Hoping against hope to call them racist. Now, what's the latest example of this? Steve King. Another recent example, Donald Trump. If the facts don't fit, they'll make them up. And then she gives some examples. she says, I'm skipped down here. When will we get around to talking about the media's actual hatred of whites? And then she gives an example of this New York Times hired to put on their board of directors Sarah Jiang, a Korean journalist, using the term loosely, who has posted all kinds of anti-white venomous tweets. White men are bullshit, is one of her tweets. F white women, but she spells it out. White people have stopped breeding. Y'all go extinct soon. That was my plan all along. Dumbass effing, only spelled out, white people marking up the internet with their opinions like dogs pissing on fire hydrants. Hashtag cancel white people. And then she says, oh man, it's kind of sick how much joy I get out of being cruel to old white men. I guess that would include me. So the... But she's those tweets elevated her. They weren't a problem for her. They elevated her to a position as a director of the New York Times. Ann Coulter writes, there's no question that such racist attacks would never be tolerated toward any other group. Jiang never apologized and happily took her seat on the Times editorial board. It's the editorial board we're talking about. Let me skip down here because I can't read the whole column. Liberals could never in a million years survive the standards of, quote, racism, unquote, applied to conservatives. And then she says, she ends with the fact that, that's a pretty good ending right there. She talks about a lot more in the column. We just, for brevity of time, aren't able to cover it. But brilliantly by Ann Coulter, as always. And another great story that's in the news and at the top of Breitbart is put out by... a researcher into the masters of the universe, which we'll talk about right after this break.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. And we got a couple callers calling in here. A couple regulars, George in Texas and Dr. Kelly, you too. I hate to give you cauliflower ears, but hang on. I'll throw another log or two on the fire before we go to the phones. Here's a story I like. We talked about the Masters of the Universe. The research, Tucker Carlson had it on his show tonight. The research by, I believe his name is Dr. Robert Epstein, concerning the way that Google and the other left-wing controlled search engines and social networks sites are skewing the internet, are propagandizing and brainwashing all of us, is really outrageous. Carlson made the point tonight that when Google slants the news negatively towards Trump, and positively towards any demon rat, they're making an enormous contribution in kind, which is something you have to register with the Federal Election Commission. It's a contribution in kind. And they're not doing that. They're breaking the law big time. So that's a very interesting story. Now here's a contribution in kind contributed by Donald Trump. And that contribution in kind was a fabulous meal of fast food, a big giant fast food order, beautiful, huge order that Donald Trump presented at the White House for the Clemson Tigers football team, national champions, with their amazing quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. We'll talk about him in just a second. What a guy Trevor Lawrence is. Anyway, the left jumped up and down. Anything Trump does is evil. It's bad. So the fact that he provided a fast food meal in a fabulous spread at the White House was proof that prima facie Donald Trump is a racist. I mean, here we go. Once again, anything any right winger does is proof that you're a racist. So if you provide this meal for the Clemson Tigers, you're a racist because, well, it's not a catered meal. It's not a French chef. It's fast food. So, you know, there are a lot of black players on Clemson. So, you know, pretty obvious you're a racist, buddy. You know, fast food's good enough for these guys. So, hey, you're a racist. And, you know, and they go with that. They run with that. All the networks, except Fox, run with that. And the, well, now, so there's the story. And now, how about the facts? The facts are this. This great man, Donald Trump, he doesn't have a kitchen right now at the White House. He doesn't have the ability to cater. He does not have a kitchen full of chefs that could have provided the typical great White House meal that they routinely make. So Donald Trump wanted to have the Clemson Tigers come by and visit. So what did he do? Out of his own pocket, he made a contribution in kind to the Clemson Tigers football program of I think he ordered 300 burgers or something, some huge amount of the kind of stuff you get at a fast food place. And, I mean, that's great. That's cool. And here comes the truth again. The players loved it. And we'll hear from Trevor Lawrence, his reaction about it in just a moment. He loved it. He said all the players loved it. It was great. He said that we had everything you could want. And this is stuff these guys love to eat. They're football players. They're young men. And they loved it, and they had a blast. But the media didn't report it that way. It was racist, and the players were grumbling about it, and they were quite unhappy with this racist president. Not true. So Trevor Lawrence clarified that. And who is Trevor Lawrence? This is an exciting football player. Get this. I just realized this as I was looking at his age. You know, I knew he was 19 years old. He's 6'6". You know what? Later in the show, we may hear our Big Bad John music. I'm trying to remember the lyric. I think it's, he stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Kind of broad at the shoulder and there at the hips. Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Well, okay, let's look at Big Trevor here. Let me just see here. He is 6'6". He weighs 215. But he's young. He's young yet. He'll put on another 30 pounds of muscle. So he will weigh 245. And he is kind of broad at the shoulder and definitely narrow at the hip. There he is. This guy is exciting. He is a real traditional, born in Knoxville, Tennessee. There are a lot of good folks coming out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Yeah, that's him. That's him. Now,
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. But
nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Big John. Well, anyway,
somebody
going back
said
to Trevor
Lawrence.
where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand and a Louisiana fella to
we'll
the
be right back,
land, Big John. Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding...
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
Hey, we're back, folks. A man is hard to be. And we're just having a little fun here talking about this incredible Big Bad John quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. And I don't know whether he quarterbacked for the whole season for Clemson, which is based in South Carolina. I don't know. I don't think he did in every game, but maybe he did. But they were undefeated. And here's the amazing thing. This great white dude, Trevor Lawrence, he was born in October of 1999. So he's just barely 19 years old. Are you kidding? And he, in the national championship game against wrongly number one ranked Alabama, Clemson should have been ranked number one. I guess people just couldn't believe that a barely 19-year-old quarterback could shut down Alabama. He did. he destroyed Alabama. And let me find the score of that game here. 44-16. In front of 75,000 people. Wow. And he destroyed, in the week before, he destroyed number three Notre Dame in front of 72,000 people. And other games, he destroyed number 17 Boston College. In Boston, 27-7. And these games, this is what Donald Trump, this is the kind of rally that Donald Trump, I think, should look forward to having. These games were attended by anywhere from 70 to 104,000 people, 105,000 people. He destroyed, well, I don't know if Trevor Lawrence was the quarterback in this game. The second game of the season beat Texas A&M in front of 105,000 people in College Station, Texas. Now, those are real games. That's what Donald Trump, that's the kind of crowd. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence loves Donald Trump. So I'm not a big fan of the National Football League. I got to tell you, it's a joke, and it's not really much worth watching. But some of college football is exciting, like this performance by Trevor Lawrence. And there was a time long ago when football was fun to watch. It's been destroyed by various multicultural idiocies that have gone on. But still, it's great to see something. This is a once-in-a-lifetime. The scouts have said, this guy isn't just the best guy this year. He's the best guy I've ever seen as a scout, ever. He's just barely 19 years old. Anyway, that's an exciting thing. And he's a really wholesome, great guy. Who is a real good champion of who we are. I love it. So the there you go. Let's go to our callers. Speaking of Texas, where I think that game was held against Alabama. Let's see, where was that held? It was held in let me find the game here. Where is it? I lost my place here in all this, all these statistics about Clemson. Yes, it was in, it wasn't in Texas. It was in Santa Clara, California, that they shut down Alabama. But they shut down Notre Dame in Arlington, Texas, at the AT&T Stadium in front of 72,000 people. George, are you there? Were you at that game, George?
No, I didn't watch any of the bowl games. I was pretty much under the weather at the time. But one thing Rush Limbaugh got right, and this is another thing Trump should do to disrupt the status quo. Instead of having a State of the Union in the House chamber where you're going to have 30 freshman Democrats who are fresh social justice warriors disrupting him, have it in a rally instead.
Did Limbaugh suggest that?
Yeah.
That's a heck of an idea. Well, now folks, let's... Limbaugh's a brilliant guy. Let's just think about that for a second. This is the first I've heard of it, and that strikes me as brilliant. But we'll have some other things to say also on that. to set the table, folks, Nancy Pelosi, this idiot, who looks like a cadaver. I like what, what's his name? Robert Davey, the great actor. He said about Chuck Schumer in the little YouTube that he made. He said, you look like a something. What did he call him? He said, you look like a corpse, whatever. I'll look it up. But I'll tell you what.
Die.
Yeah, let me tell you, Nancy Pelosi does look like a corpse or a cadaver. She really looks messed up in the head and her eyes, her brain. So this goofball left-wing crazy person sent a long letter, you know, a full page to Donald Trump, instructing him that he should not address the joint session of Congress and the Supreme Court and the Joint Chiefs of Staff all sitting there in the House side of the Capitol building, which has the larger seating, handling the 435 members of the House. So they pack it with the addition of 100 senators and then the generals and the 9 Supreme Court members, so on. Anyway, not an empty seat anywhere. Instead of doing that at the end of January, she said that it was her idea that he should not address the joint session. He should instead submit a written State of the Union address, and that's it. That's it. What an insult. What a contemptuous, full of herself person this Nancy Pelosi is. What an insult. Well, this boomeranged on her, and it's boomeranging badly. I mean, She clobbered herself. Of course, Trump's going to address the entire nation and the entire House and Senate. We'll get to your idea and Limbaugh's idea in just a minute, George, which I think is could be quite an idea. But as it stands, of course, Trump is going to address the Congress and the whole nation. And then Pelosi also, she added, oh, her reason was that because of the Trump shutdown, it's not a Schumer Pelosi shutdown, which it actually is, because of the Trump partial government shutdown, there's not enough security on the Capitol to make it safe for a joint session of Congress. Well, Kirstjen Nielsen, the director of Homeland Security, repudiated that, rebutted that, and said, of course, and the Secret Service, they responded. They said, hey, she never called us. She didn't pick up the phone to call the Secret Service to see if we're shorthanded, which we're not, and if our security is in any way impaired, which it's not. So thanks, but no thanks, Nancy, says the Secret Service, and congratulations to them. And now, so Nancy has opened the door. If Donald Trump wanted to, he could take up Limbaugh's idea, and he could fill a stadium anywhere in the country. He could fill the College Station stadium with 105,000 people, probably a lot of the same crowd that watched that game where Clemson shut down Texas A&M. Well, they didn't shut them down. That actually was a fairly close game. So
and another thing, I was disappointed with the treatment of Peter King. And here's a message to the Republicans. Virtue signaling is just a fancy word for appeasing the enemy. Peter King don't have to apologize for nothing.
Yeah, now you're referring, there's a Pete King in New York, but Steve King is the Iowa congressman for the Western Third of Iowa. And Steve King, of course, is a great patriot. He's been elected and reelected numerous times, I think maybe 5 or 6 times to the House. And they're trying to paint him as, oh, he is a horrible racist. And in fact, he made no racist comment whatsoever. He is not a racist. He is not a white supremacist. He's not a white nationalist. He's a patriot. He's an old school American patriot. And so they're trying to run him out of the House of Representatives. And now this is the sad part of this, folks, with friends like this, who needs enemies? Liz Cheney, who I think she's a daughter of Dick Cheney. Newly elected Congresswoman Liz Cheney called for him to resign from the House of Representatives, and she pretends to be a Republican. So with friends like that in your own Republican Party, who needs enemies? Donald Trump has really experienced this phenomenon of people of, you know, I'll give you another example in the news today. Oh, this was juicy. This is, I mean, you can't believe this kind of garbage goes on. And this story involves, this was so bad. I'm blocking his name now. Who's the senator from South Carolina? Lindsey Graham. This involves Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, who once in a while says something good, has this propensity for really doing damage. And I'll put this under the heading, with friends like this, who needs enemies. So Donald Trump brilliantly ordered a withdrawal from Syria. Brilliant. The peace president and Rand Paul correctly praised Donald Trump to the skies for this. And in fact, apparently today went over to the White House to bolster Donald Trump's courage in sticking to his decision, which also included a decision apparently to cut our forces in Afghanistan by half. Another brilliant move by Donald Trump. Well, in such situations, what do our enemies do very frequently? I said, watch out for a false flag poison gas attack in Syria, force Donald Trump, whip the American people into war hysteria to counter Donald Trump's peace move to get us out of there. Well, so what happened today? Somebody Now, the ISIS people are claiming credit, but somebody blew up and killed four Americans and injured some others. Four American, I think, special operations men who were having a meeting in a Syrian restaurant. And so horrible deaths for these four men and probably some horrible injuries for their comrades. But guess what, Lindsey Graham? You're not going to believe this, George, if you didn't hear it already. I couldn't believe these words were coming out of Lindsey Graham's mouth. I ought to play the tape for you so there's you can make your own determination, folks. But here's what he said, and I'll look for it during the break. Lindsey Graham, this guy, this pop-off artist, who's one of these idiots that's constantly proposing DACA. We need a path forward for the DACAs. He won't stop. He won't get off of this stupid idea. He said this. You're gonna think I'm making this up. Lindsey Graham actually said that Donald Trump's instruction that we leave Syria inspired the ISIS people to kill the American soldiers. I mean, Lindsey Graham, man, you better eat those words, my friend. You better apologize for saying that. On the day these men were killed, you blame your own Republican president. As I say, with friends like Lindsey Graham, who needs an enemy? How can you do this, you idiot? You pop-off artist, you clown? Actually saying that Donald Trump's announcement that we're leaving Syria, he said it inspired the enthusiasm of the ISIS killers to go after Americans with extra enthusiasm. That's literally saying the president of the United States is responsible for killing our troops. You know, how can you build a team with clowns like that on your team? If Lindsey Graham...
You know, the thing is, every time Great Britain was getting ready to pull out Northern Ireland,
right,
the IRA would attack.
That's the standard. Let me see if I can't find this. I'll look for this from Lindsey Graham. But, you know, these people like Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, you know, Jeff Flake, on and on, John McCain. Where do these people come from? And Donald Trump, you know, what a great man he is, having to deal with people. I can't imagine if I were Donald Trump watching my TV, and I had to endure watching Lindsey Graham say to the whole world that I, Donald Trump, am responsible for the horrible death of these men this day. I mean, Lindsey Graham doesn't wait for the body parts to be gathered from this blown up restaurant. And he has to pop off with his big, fat, loud mouth, his big, fat, DACA-loving mouth. You know, Lindsey Graham, who never saw an amnesty he didn't love. What Lindsey Graham needs to do is just shut up. Get off. And I said this before. This guy craves being on television. And Donald Trump has to endure these people within the Republic. And he's doing a magnificent job. He can't say the kind of thing I say. He has to keep this, herding cats or whatever. It's not even a good analogy. But he has to keep this strange group of people, the Republican Party. He has to keep these people like Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney voting Republican in the Senate. And he's doing a great job of it. He has to endure these people. He can't shout and yell the way I can on the radio. He has to bite his lip and endure that kind of an insult. You know, what man would do that to another man? You know, on the day that these great soldiers are brutally blown apart, to attribute it not to the pieces of crap in Syria, but it attribute it to our own great president who's finally doing the right thing and getting us out of Syria. Boy.
Well, anyway, I'm going to make room for Dr. Kelly, okay?
Okay, George, you're great, buddy. Thank you. All right, let's go to Dr. Kelly. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Oh, I'd like to drop kick Sarah Ding Dong back to North Korea. She's an insult to all of those good people over there that like to come visit over here and make good things, and you know, they're good folks. And man, that guy's big for a quarterback. I thought I was, you know, I'm bigger than Joe Montana.
Well, yeah, no.
So I'm glad to see some big kids out.
Yeah, he's only 19. I'll bet you he's still growing. For sure he's putting on weight and muscle.
Oh, yeah, they'll grow. You grow till you're 26. Your skeleton keeps growing until you're at least 26 years old. How about that?
How about that? All right, now we're going to come right back with you, Dr. Kelly. Stay there. And Jeff in Georgia. Jeff, hang on. We'll be right back with you, too.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Hey, we're back.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans where he got fired over a
king. Just want to say goodbye to you, Dr. Kelly. Thanks as always for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for the show, Kelso, and quarterbacks are cool, and I'm all in on the Trump train, shoveling coal into the engine here. Thanks for the Pollock punch and the Kelso Kool-Aid. And if people want to see a train, look at the wedding picture of his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Trump, on their wedding day. They look like the happiest couple I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. And Donald Trump has a picture of his father, Fred, and his mother behind him there in the Oval Office. Well, thank you very much. You're right, Dr. Kelly. If we may, now let's go to Jeff in Georgia, where, by the way, Trevor Lawrence attended high school in Cartersville. Do you know where Cartersville is, Jeff? Come in, Jeff. Okay, we lost Jeff. That's my fault. His ear swelled up to the point he had to drop the phone. Jeff, my apologies, and I hope you'll call back. But yes, Trevor Lawrence did go to Cartersville High School, born in Knoxville, Tennessee, but then went to Cartersville High School, which is northwest of Atlanta. And there you go. So that's the story on that. Let's see here. There's another story I want to grab here. Well, we got the story on what's-her-face, Nancy Pelosi. You know, I'll tell you what. The longer Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer can remain, can hang on, you two, to your no wall, not a dollar for the wall. Nancy Pelosi just sticks her foot in her mouth so firmly, you know, not even a dollar. In one interview, she said, yes, well, $1. Yes, I could go with $1 for the wall. And the wall is immoral. It leaves the Democrats, the demon rats, in an absolutely untenable position. It's a perfect opening round for the 2020 presidential and congressional elections. And you want the Democrats to ride that baby, ride that buck and bronco all the way to the election, because they're going to get stomped. As they get bucked off, because that is such a stupid position that only really weird people will endorse in America, that we should not have a wall, and that a wall protect our country is immoral. So, boy, let's just hope they stay on it, and let's hope that people with any kind of common sense that are still left in the Democratic Party, or with enough judgment to realize they got to get off that issue, let's hope that they are silenced by the left-wing fanatics who now control the Democrat Party. And give us all a really, we'll have a good ride all the way to the election with those idiots in charge. Well, thank you, folks, for joining us tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow night here on The Trump. So long.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic.